This is Jeff Steinman. I am a sophomore at Penn State Brandywine. Today I am going to tell everyone about how the Chesapeake Bay was formed. Chesapeake Bay was formed billions of years ago in Maryland. There are three different events that went into the forming of the Chesapeake Bay, which include an asteroid hitting the Earth, massive glacier forming, and the warming of the Earth. Scientists are not sure if what hit the Earth was a comet or an asteroid. Scientists are certain that the comet or asteroid hit the Earth about 35 million years ago. Scientists say that the asteroid or comet impact zone was off the Delmarva Peninsula. This peninsula connects Delaware, portions of Maryland, and portions of Virginia. The comet or asteroid that formed the Chesapeake Bay formed a crater that is 55 miles wide. The crater formed the shape of the land for the Chesapeake Bay. There are two more events left to form the Chesapeake Bay as we know it today. The second event that helped form the Chesapeake Bay was the massive glacier forming. Scientists say the glacier formed about 10 to 2 million years ago. Between this time, a series of ice was formed from the Ice Age and extended the coastline about 180 miles closer. With the expanding of the coastline, the next event made the forming of the Chesapeake Bay occur faster and easier. The last event that completed the formation of the Chesapeake Bay was the warming of the Earth. About 18,000 years ago, the Earth began to warm rapidly, causing the glaciers to melt. With the increase in the amount of water on the Earth, all rivers and streams expanded. One particular river contributed to the forming of the Chesapeake Bay, and that river is the Susquehanna River, which is located in Pennsylvania. The Susquehanna River flows directly into the Chesapeake, therefore, when the glaciers melted, the Susquehanna overflowed into the Chesapeake. The Susquehanna River fed fresh water into the Chesapeake Bay, but the river still meets with the salt water closer to the ocean. The mixing of the two types of water classify the Chesapeake Bay as an estuary, which is where salt water and fresh water meet in one place. Without the three events that occurred to form the Chesapeake Bay, one of the largest estuaries in the world would not exist today. So many plants and animals rely on the Chesapeake Bay to provide food, water, and shelter every day. Chesapeake Bay is habitated by about 2,700 species of plants and animals. There are about 348 fish and 173 shellfish. Shellfish include species of clams, oysters, crabs, and starfish. With the diverse amount of species, Chesapeake Bay produces many jobs and seafood for the United States. Therefore, without the events that impacted the formation of the bay, plants, animals, and people would be struggling without the estuary everybody calls the Chesapeake Bay. I want to thank everyone for listening to my podcast. I hope everyone enjoyed it and learned how the Chesapeake Bay was formed. Thank you and have a great day.